You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of James, chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I want you to pay attention to the order of this scripture. He says that you ask and receive not. He is talking to believers. He is talking to people that pray to God. And he said the reason why you don't receive is because you do not ask in the name of Christ, or you do not ask according to the will of God. They are both the same thing. Asking in the name of Jesus is simply asking according to the will of God. He said, but you are asking because of your carnal desire, because you want to consume it on your flesh. But then look at verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses. So who are the adulterers and adulteresses? Those that in the place of prayer, their request is carnal. Their request is of the flesh. Their request is governed by lust. They are not asking according to the will of God. Because when you read this, that it says adulterers and adulteresses, if you don't connect it with that verse 3, you may miss the people he's describing. Can you imagine that even in the place of prayer, people can become enemies of God? People can become adulterers and adulteresses. You know, when you think of adulterer, you are thinking of a man that is married, that is having affairs, or that is having a sexual relationship outside of his marriage. You are thinking of a woman that is married, that is having sexual engagement outside of marriage. Now, they are indeed adulterers and adulteresses. But that is exactly what you do when your prayer is according to the flesh. So because basically you are now married to Jesus, but you are going outside of Jesus to have fellowship with the spirit of the world. Your requests are according to the world. They are worldly. They are carnal. They are about the things of this world. You just want to consume it on your flesh. You are asking requests in order to mock people. You are going to God to do something for you in order to shut people in your family to say, can't you see I'm successful today? And you think God is going to grant that request. No, you may work on your own with your flesh, with your hand, to achieve those kind of things for yourself. But don't think you are ever going to use prayer to achieve those things. Many of our prayer meetings are filled with adulterers and adulteresses who are shouting because they want to consume things on their flesh, because they want the things of this world. They want the lust of the flesh. They want the lust of the eyes. They want the pride of life. And they think that they can acquire it via prayer. He said, don't you know that friendship with this world is enmity with God? If God be for us, who can be against us? But if God be against you, who can be for you? The worst thing you can do to yourself is to make yourself an enemy of God. So please understand that to be an adulterer or to be an adulteress goes beyond sexual intercourse outside of your marriage. That is true. But however, when you begin also to play with the world, when you begin also to love this world and all that are in the world, you become an adulterer and adulteresses. I pray that you will not be an enemy of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh and the lusts thereof. Paul said, I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. May you also be crucified to the world and the world to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's only the cross of Jesus that can save you from worldliness. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.